all was chaos. In the universe of James T. Kirk, his bride, Teilani, lay dying. Their unborn child within her, both victims of an assassin's poison beyond McCoy's ability to save. In the seething plasma storms of the Badlands, three starships, obscured by sensor masks, held open an impossible portal to another reality. And through that portal, in the realm known as the Mirror Universe, Captain Jean-Luc Picard and his Enterprise waited for a hero's return. To save his wife and child, that hero had traveled to the nightmare of the devastated Mirror Earth to penetrate the hidden enclave of his greatest enemy. His only hope. James T. Kirk had at last found what he had searched for, and now must pay the price. Kirk limped along in Tiberius's wake. As they reached the alcove outside the transporter room, Kirk watched his mirror counterpart walk past the terrible photograph of the hangings at Starfleet headquarters without paying it a moment's notice. They had come to another large white door. I hope you realize, James, that the only reason I have allowed you to live this long is because I do respect you. Why didn't you respect Teilani? Tiberius paused in the open door. Incredible as it may seem to you, I don't care about your Klingon-Romulan hybrid concubine. Kirk suppressed his rage. If you don't care about Teilani, why did you send one of your children to poison her? For the first time, Kirk felt he had said something that Tiberius was interested in. I did no such thing. I was there. I saw it. I recognized the boy in your creche. Tiberius took on a serious expression. What did this boy do to Teilani? Poisoned her with a Klingon nerve toxin. Tiberius took on an expression of legitimate interest. Follow me. I have something to show you on my computer. Tiberius went to the computer console and input a series of commands. When he stepped away, there was a visual sensor recording of the boy who had attacked Teilani. Kirk nodded. That's the boy. Tiberius pressed a control on the console and a new image appeared. Perhaps it was this boy, or perhaps this one. Kirk looked at Tiberius. Clones? Exactly. And one of him is missing in your universe.